This is the Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper, episode 63, the 8 income streams I'm working on right now.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
Hey everybody, Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This is episode 63, the 8 income streams I'm working on right now. It's a special Friday edition of the show. It's just me behind the mic going through some of the things that I'm working on in my business, and hopefully you can get some takeaways from that. And I want to pose the question to you right off the bat is, how many income streams do you have? How many sources of income do you have? For most people, I believe they're only going to have one or two. Typically, their job and maybe an investment property or like a dividend-paying stock. And my theory is this is inherently risky, and we learned this the hard way during the recession, especially for millennials. We're hit really, really hard with when unemployment spiked and we weren't able to find any other work. And so when we are relying on just one or two sources of income, when one of those stops suddenly or unexpectedly, we're in a world of hurt. And I've actually been in that situation myself right after I quit my job. I've told this story, I think, a couple times. It was all sunshine and unicorns in my mind. And then on day one of my, quote, retirement from corporate, the bottom fell out. Google decided, hey, your site is no longer worthy of advertising with us. And for 3 months, I almost had zero income, where it had been, a perfectly healthy history before that. So it was very, very stressful. I had to work to kind of get back into their good graces. And so I've made an effort to diversify a little bit since then, to not rely on one source of traffic and one source of income. So that's what this show is all about. Now, over the course of the past year, I've been fortunate enough to add several new income streams to my, quote, portfolio. As the chief side hustler here at Side Hustle Nation, I got to take that role seriously in experimenting with some new ways to earn money online, offline, but aside from a traditional job. Now, on one hand, there's a school of thought that says focus. The pursue the path that's most likely to succeed. And even though it looks like I'm running in a million different directions, I think I am doing that focus thing. It's just that by nature, my focus is spread in a lot of directions. However, I think there's a common theme here that all these projects are moving me towards that goal of being financially free. And hopefully through the blog and the podcast and some of the case studies and experiments, hopefully they're bringing you along with me. That's what it's all about. Now, ultimately, the dream is going to be, multiple streams of, quote, passive income, right? And now, not all of these that we're going to talk about are very passive, and I'm okay with that right now because I'm young. I don't mind the work, and actually, if I didn't have anything to work on, I would probably be bored and be looking for another project. Anyway, so income stream number one is affiliate marketing. Now, this has been my main hustle for 6 years since I quit my job. And unfortunately, my historically top earning website has been really struggling lately. And again, when this first happened, when it first went down, right after I quit my job, this was cause for some major, major stress. I think I still had hair that summer. It was bad news. And, it's a perfect example of why it pays to diversify. So affiliate marketing always has a warm place in my heart because that was my first side hustle. It allowed me to quit my job. And it continues to be a part of my portfolio today. So that's number one. Number two is Kindle publishing. And I'm not an expert author, or I'm not really writing any bestsellers, although the Work Smarter book did do really well at the launch and enjoyed a brief stint at the top of the business category rankings on Amazon. I'm pretty high on Kindle publishing because I believe everybody has a book in them. I think it makes sense to have something for sale in the world's largest store. Just like by having something up there, if it's good, people tend to find it, and it's pretty awesome. Now, self-publishing on Amazon, super easy to do. You can introduce your work to a massive audience overnight. I don't know what the figure is, but it's been thrown out. Maybe 100 million, verified credit card accounts. It's definitely a store that you want to have some shelf space in. I originally got into the the book writing game 2 summers ago as a, I thought it would be an authority builder. I didn't expect to really sell very many copies, but there's no better measure of expertise than saying, hey, I wrote the book on the subject, right? So that's what it was all about for me. But month after month, you know, those books continue to sell, and I've added a few more titles to my portfolio there and generate a small income each month. And actually, the last couple months, it's been pretty well because, like I said, that Work Smarter book has done pretty well. If you want to check it out, it's worksmarter.co. It's a collection of the online resources that entrepreneurs are using today to kind of get more done, be more productive, and achieve their goals. Pretty cool stuff. So that's number two. Number three has been peer-to-peer lending. So I know that Lending Club is kind of the leader in this market, but I didn't really know about them. So I started with Prosper.com maybe 3.5 years ago, and the account has earned pretty healthy returns. Kind of, I'm talking like low double-digit returns, not anything crazy, 50% plus, but 12-13% in most cases. And I've actually added more funds to my account each year because it kind of spins off a nice positive cash flow each month. And I've recently started using a tool called Lending Robot to kind of automate that because it was tough for a while to find attractive loans to lend on because, as the demand has grown for these high interest notes, so has the competition amongst lenders. So I've been using a new tool called Lending Robot to help buy up some of those more attractive or in theory, the ones I think will have a higher return. But, if you want to check out more on peer-to-peer lending, my experience with it, definitely check out the blog, sidehustlenation.com. I've got a few posts on it there. So that's number three. Number four is Fiverr. So this is almost a year into my career as a Fiverr seller. And it's been a ton of fun. Like, it's a fun side hustle, right? After hearing the incredible story of the Fiverr seller who was able to buy a house with his Fiverr earnings in under a year on the site, and I should, full disclaimer, my earnings are nowhere near his, but I knew I had to try it out. And if you want to check out that podcast, it's episode 5 of the Side Hustle Show. Still, to this day, the most popular episode of the show. So what I did, I started out selling one of my books and then eventually got brave and began doing these quick, like, 5-minute video site audits for people. And they were, just kind of, quick screen record videos, my initial reactions to the site. And it was a ton of fun. I ended up kind of randomly waking up one morning, getting a flood of orders and found out that I'd been featured on the homepage. It was a lot of hustle to deliver all of those. But it was fun. Like, it gets you thinking, like, what could you sell for $5 and how can you scale that up? Because Fiverr is all about the upsells. Like, what else can you do to add value to these customers? And actually, this month, have been working on closing a couple of four-figure deals that'll come through, hopefully, that will come through Fiverr. Those will be broken up into several gigs because I don't have the authority or have I haven't leveled up enough to charge that much in one gig. But we'll see what happens with those. I think that'll be pretty fun. Now, with the so that was kind of income stream number four. Income stream number five, and this is a modest one at this point, but the blog and the podcast have been another small revenue channel, and probably are covering just enough to cover the expenses with them. So I experimented a little bit with sponsored posts. You saw one a couple months ago on starting a physical products business that was sponsored by UPS, and a podcast sponsorship. Now, as the listenership grows, as the trend on that is really positive. So as the listenership grows for the podcast, there's some sponsorship opportunities that will present themselves there. And but one thing, from the blogging standpoint, it's important to remember that unless you have a huge readership, and really even for the podcast, unless you have huge download numbers, it's not likely to be a huge source of just kind of standalone advertising revenue, but can kind of feed into some of your other products and services as well. Now, I think I've earned $25 in Amazon affiliate commissions through the Side Hustle blog, so far this year. So I got that going for me as well. Income stream number six is some personal side hustle coaching and also mastermind hosting that I've been doing through Side Hustle Nation. And this is the reason I kind of believe that blogging and podcasting, and really any content marketing, are so important is kind of to make this initial connection, help out as many people as you can. And as you do that, or as I do that, a certain percentage of readers, of listeners, kind of naturally seek out this higher level of engagement with you. And for me, the next logical step after, you know, 6 or 8 months of doing this was to begin to offer side hustle coaching and consulting services through the site, as well as kind of start hosting a small private mastermind group. Now, this is not, it's not anything to retire off of so far, but it's a ton of fun getting to work directly with your fellow side hustlers and helping them make progress each week, each month on their goals. It's been really, really fun. If you want to check that stuff out, just visit sidehustlenation.com/services. Now, income stream number seven, again, not a huge earner yet, but I think a lot of potential on this platform, is called clarity.fm. Clarity.fm. It's a by-the-minute consulting service where you can schedule calls with subject matter experts in pretty much any field and just get your question answered, kind of like on demand. So I naturally set up a profile as an expert. It's kind of geared towards outsourcing, kind of virtual assistant type content. It's $1 a minute, and I haven't adjusted that since signing up. I probably will move that upwards in a little bit now that I have a good base of call history and review history. Now, one thing you can do that's cool on Clarity is kind of import your LinkedIn recommendations, because when you're starting out, you're not going to have any reviews. But what they'll do is they'll count your LinkedIn recommendations as reviews, and there's just a little import button. And so that helped kind of seed my profile with a few initial reviews. The next income stream I have, this is number eight, is Udemy, UDEMY.com. It's an online education platform, and I think we're actually going to dig into this either later this month or early next month on the podcast. I've got a really successful Udemy seller joining me, talking about how he has built up his courses, how he's marketed them, pricing strategy, all this stuff. It's really, really good. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I haven't quite cracked the Udemy code yet. I've earned I just cracked $100. So I'm just over $100 in Udemy earnings in the couple months that I've been active on the platform. And it took me, a little over three days to kind of create and edit the videos for these courses. I've got two courses, one free and one paid. And it's not, so far, not a great return on time, but every sale that does come through is passive at this point. It's, just straight, I don't have to touch it. I'll go in and say, thank you for joining me in this course. Any questions, let me know. But other than that, not a lot of, not a lot of time being spent on there. One downside of Udemy is that they're super heavy into the discounts. And so if you price your course at $50, they're frequently running discounts for 30, 50, I've seen like 75% off. And if you're, really valuing your brand, that kind of discount mentality might turn you off if you want to, kind of maintain your pricing authority. Because, I've noticed that most of the customers come through on one of these coupon codes that they're offering. And you can opt out of it, but it seems like kind of everyone plays this game. So maybe the prices are like artificially inflated and then everyone uses the discount code. So a little bit weird there, but that's one platform I definitely see some potential for down the road. It's kind of like the Kindle publishing, and maybe it's a little bit of a portfolio strategy. As you build up more courses, you build up more authority as an instructor, you kind of start to enjoy a little bit more sales on that platform. So those are the eight platforms or eight income streams that I'm working on for this year. And there's others that I could add. A friend of mine just sent me a note this week on dog sitting. He said him and his girlfriend have made $2,000, or maybe it was $3,000 in the last couple months doing dog sitting on Rover.com. It's fascinating stuff. It's like we're actually puppy sitting right now. There's two dogs that are passed out on the couch right next to me. I was like, shoot, we're hosting dogs all the time. Maybe we could get into this dog sitting thing. Airbnb is another one that I've tossed around, experimenting with. And if I do, I'll definitely share the results here on the podcast and on the site. Maybe some real estate stuff, trying to figure out what other income streams can we add to these and grow the existing ones as well. And so now it's your turn. So I asked at the beginning, how many streams of income do you have? And now the follow-up question to that is, how many income streams would you like to have? What could you add to your portfolio to kind of diversify yourself, build a little bit more, protection, financial security into your life? And, you know, there's just so many ways you can earn money outside of your job. I hope that I'm proof of that. A friend of mine provides SEO services for local businesses. I mean, we've talked about my wife's side hustle of choice is photography. And all you have to do is look through the Side Hustle Show archives to find dozens of ideas that you could apply in your work or in your situation. So, like I said, dozens of ways to make a buck and build a little bit more financial freedom and security into your life. Now, even if you don't set out to replace your paycheck, just think of the impact an extra $100, an extra $200 a month could have. Like, what if you could pay your cell phone bill? What if you could pay your, just your utilities or something, and then work it up from there? Maybe that means padding your rainy day fund, your vacation fund. Maybe it means paying off your debt or your mortgage years earlier. I know, one listener has mentioned my goal is to pay off my mortgage as quick as I can and essentially live rent free. Like, that's really exciting for me. So let me know what you think in the comments at sidehustlenation.com/episode63. The best way to keep in touch with me and everything I'm working on is to join the Side Hustle Nation email updates at sidehustlenation.com/join. It's free, and I'll send you some sweet bonus material as well. That's it for the show. Until next time, go out there, make something happen, and I'll see you next week in episode 64. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.